you know, some of you had a busy weekend. Here's a guy who's probably the busiest. He was down in Nebraska most of last week. And Levi Walenga is still down there. Farm Rescue has the hay hotline that's been opened, and I believe farmers have responded wonderfully. Dan Erdman of Farm Rescue joins us. And Dan, how many loads of hay went to Nebraska?
Oh, boy, we're still going here and trying to keep count, but there's been just a tremendous outpouring of people with hay that want to donate hay, and so there's, as you might expect, a lot of coordination involved in getting those loads to the people that need it. So I think right now we're up around 25 loads that we've either hauled ourselves or helped coordinate through Farm Rescue to get down to Nebraska, and we expect that number to climb a lot higher in the coming weeks.
Well, we tip of the hat to not only you guys at Farm Rescue, but to the producers who are supplying this hay and in many cases organizing some of the semis and getting the neighbors together. And I know there, you know, you had a few from Williston, but there are a lot of folks who are doing some on their own too.
Absolutely, and we're trying our best to, you know, work with those people as well and get them where they need to go and the best place to drop that hay off. There's a lot of buzz over the weekend. You probably saw videos of that convoy that you were talking about from Western North Dakota. I think there were 9 trucks that took off from Western North Dakota on Saturday morning and headed down to Fullerton, Nebraska that night, hauling a lot of hay and even some fencing supplies, and that's a big need down there as well. We're finding out is a lot of people lost a lot of miles of fence in that flood.
In Kansas, when we had the big fires, and a lot of producers up here responded to that, but they lost an amazing, you know, miles, you know, thousands of miles of fence, and what it cost to replace a mile of fence is, I think, a lot of folks in town just can't comprehend the price of fence, and so here's another opportunity where up here we can help. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. And for the most part, what we're still doing is, you know, hauling the donated hay down there. So we have been working with other organizations that are trying their best to help more on the supply side of things and in the fencing supplies. And, I was down in Verdigre, Nebraska. And so they have, a little setup down there and, you know, just all sorts of donations that people have brought to this, Verdigre livestock building. And so people can stop in there and pick things up, anything from cat and dog food to clothing and boots and fencing supplies there. So that's awesome to see, again, just the outpouring of generosity from people, you know, all throughout the Midwest, in North Dakota and South Dakota and everywhere in between.
So Verdigre, as I talked with Levi Walenga of Farm Rescue last week, I was it must be down by Omaha. It's just a stone's throw southwest of Yankton, south of Springfield, yeah. South Dakota. I mean, it's just barely into Nebraska.
Yeah, absolutely. Just south of the border there. So right on, not too far from the Niobrara River. And that Niobrara River runs through the Spencer Dam, which broke back on the 14th of March. So just devastation all downstream from there, and truly heartbreaking to see the damage done by that.
Yeah.
And we saw one of the crazier things I saw was just north of Verdigre there and outside of this Niobrara, the town of Niobrara, was a farm Quonset with all sorts of equipment inside. And that initial rush of water from when the dam broke, when it hit there, had taken that Quonset and just wrung it out like a dish rag. And with everything inside, just amazing the power that the water can have.
How big of an area is affected? You know, because we see flooding, you know, river flooding. Sometimes, you know, it makes the river, you know, half mile wide or a mile wide at the most. But how large of an area was devastated?
You know, I don't have any numbers offhand for you, but I know it was catastrophic compared to what it's, you know, what it's been along, at least along that route where we were at. One of the farms that we delivered hay to was, and this was the, you know, real emotional part for us down there, is talking to this farm family. His name is Willard and his son, Anthony. Anthony is the 6th generation to work that farm. And they had, you know, they're downstream from where the dam broke, and the amount of water that came through there with that initial wave, and then these ice chunks that came after, just the damage done on their property. They really have nothing left of their operation. You know, all of their outbuildings and fencing, and luckily the home was flooded, but still standing. And that's one of the few things that's left on that property. And just to see what they have ahead of them is crazy. And that the house that they lived in was built in 1906, and he said that water had never touched it until now. So it truly was a catastrophic level of flooding for a lot of these areas.
And it's going to be years of rebuilding.
Absolutely. And, you know, in their case, they're hesitant to rebuild where they're at after going through something like this. It's hard not to have that in the back of your mind, I think, when you're trying to rebuild everything. So I know that they had plans of, and there was another home on the property where the son was living that was destroyed. And so they're talking of, you know, building nearby, but maybe not in the same location that they were at. But it was real heartbreaking to see what they were going through. And I know that they had a lot of volunteers outside of Farm Rescue's help down there getting things cleaned up on their property. But yeah, like you said, it's going to be years before they get back to where they were.
Every year we hear that, you know, like 100-year flood, 500-year flood.
Yeah.
This must have been a 1,000-year flood of some kind.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Like, yeah, you can't plan for, I guess, a dam to break and create this sort of devastation for some of these areas. But, yeah, I'm sure it was probably about that 1,000-year flood.
Yeah, and it's hard for the public to comprehend that scientific analysis of what a 100-year or 500-year flood means, mm-hmm. but this is just, again, mind-boggling. And I think that, yeah, down there in Omaha, and again, like you mentioned, March 14th, well, that was over 2.5 weeks ago now.
Mm-hmm.
And so the area around Omaha, the Elkhorn and the Platte River, that got a lot of headlines, and all the networks were there, and now they're kind of forgotten about. Folks up in north central, northeast Nebraska are already being forgotten about.
That's the hard part. You know, the attention span of the media and average Joe public is pretty short. And so it's tough to think the long road ahead again for all of these farmers and ranchers up there to recover from this, and pretty easily forgotten. I know we're going to be down there for a while with our hay hauling, as long as resources allow. So, praying hard for everyone down there.
In 2017, you brought hay in this direction. In 2019, you're hauling it in the other direction. So what's the best way for folks listening to help?
Well, and in all honesty, we've gotten, like I said, a lot of hay donations already. And one of the things that we're trying to do to keep costs down a little bit is try to organize a little closer donated hay to where we're at. And so we are so thankful to everyone in the Dakotas for the phone calls we're getting for hay donations. And like I said, we're happy to take those as well. But the big thing right now is you know, monetary donations, plain and simple. Just supporting the mission of getting those trucks from point A to point B. There's a lot of money involved with fuel costs and volunteers, just lodging and food for them, keeping them on the road. And so anything people out there can spare to help with this process is much appreciated. And so always happy to receive any sort of support. And you can do that at farmrescue.org/donate.
Gotcha. All right, Dan Erdman, Farm Rescue. Again, thanks for the work you do, and we'll be checking in with you regularly and just reminding everybody to not forget what's happened down there in north central and eastern Nebraska. Thanks, Dan. We'll check in with you again later.
Sounds good, Mick. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome.